in the Outdoor Hour with Certified Arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. We're talking about proper sustainable pruning.
Sustainable pruning practices, yes.
And how people can have a habit to take a desert plant and make it kind of a tall pine. What would be an alternative?
Guilty.
You know, there is something pretty, though, when you get all those blue palaverdes and they've got it kind of cut into an arch and they're all in just this bright yellow bloom in the spring. And that's
there's a bunch of palaverdes that were planted at the Paradise Valley Mall on Cactus and Tatum, and they do provide a nice archway. Those are some, there are some nice applications there, but you do have to take into consideration the risk, because then you're opening up that canopy to wind getting underneath the canopy, and that's where the native plants have a real advantage. You know, we say if you can make your pruning cuts based upon our understanding of the tree's native, natural branch structure, you'll complement it. You'll have really sound structure when you get done. You know, there is one tree that might be a desert tree that you could train up a little more safely, and that would be the Palo Brea. The Palo Brea is a Palo Verde hybrid, but it has an interesting, unique characteristic, and that is the branch attachments are wider. It's a more obtuse angle of attachment. The blue Palo Verdes, even the microphyllas, foothills Palo Verdes, and our mesquites quite often have very narrow angles of attachment, and they're prone to breakage. The more obtuse the angle of attachment, the wider the angle, it tends to be a stronger attachment. And your Palo Breas have that wider angle of attachment, and they just don't have the history of breakage as your blue Palo Verdes do. So if you wanted to get a desert tree that you wanted to limb up a little bit higher, a Palo Brea might be one you could consider. But if you look through the desert, if you're driving along any of our roads out in the native desert, there's not a lot of trees that are upright in form with single trunks. They just aren't there. It's not part of our environment, our ecology.
And we had started talking about leaf size, and you were making some pretty interesting points just about the native plants, and you look at the leaf size. Well, and I say native, I mean desert plants. We've got some pretty big leaf trees as we get into the aspens and higher north. But those Palo Verde and those mesquite, they got thousands of little tiny leaves.
Well, again, all of our desert trees are adapted for these high temperatures. So these, you know, low prostrate forms are shading the entire root system. So whatever moisture they do have, it's being shaded and sheltered so that it reduces the evaporation from the soil surface. So it's going to keep and conserve that moisture longer. And they're just bulletproof in terms of the wind getting up and over them. But the small leaves as well are photosynthesizing at a lower rate, so they're giving up their water a lot more stingily. And there's so many nice desert adaptations. Even some of our trees will go into what we call a summer dormancy, where they'll dump their leaves when they're water stressed, because as you remember, through the photosynthetic process, water vapor is one of the byproducts. And so as a tree's actively growing through that leaf process of photosynthesis, it's giving up water. So trees will often drop their leaves as a defense against giving up any more water. And Palo Verdes, interestingly, can continue photosynthesizing through their green bark. That's one of the, again, another desert adaptation that's unique to Palo Verdes, is that they've got that bright green bark. They can continue photosynthesizing without that big loss of water through the leaf surface.
So this is my first time I've ever tuned into Rosie on the House. This is the first time I've heard this. I'm new to Arizona, and I'm looking at my tree, and somebody, whoever owned this home before I moved in, obviously didn't listen to you as well. They've got this Palo Verde completely pruned up in the wrong way, but thankfully it's still standing. It hasn't blown over. What do I do now? Just don't prune it? Let it go?
No, you know, we often inherit some of these trees, like this customer I just mentioned. I went and saw our trees yesterday, and we're going to have to go back and, of course, clean up all the broken branches and repair some of the broken stubs that were created from these breaks. But we're going to go in and just thin that tree out as best we can. Of course, there's been a loss of of branches, which is photosynthetic capacity, which is the tree's ability to create the sugars and starches it needs to survive. So there's a balancing act. How much do we take out of the remaining part of this tree? Because it's already lost 30-40% of the foliage from the loss of these branches. Now, when we come back in to try to save the rest of the tree in the middle of the summer like this, we're going to be very conservative, only doing what we absolutely have to get it through the monsoon, because we don't want any further branch loss. But yeah, it's a balancing act. We don't want to overthin it too much to try to reduce the wind resistance and thereby compromise the tree's health by taking out more foliage, which it will eventually have to replace. So it's a little bit of a balancing act, trying to keep those trees safe. By the way, when trees lose branches too, it's dangerous because then it makes the other remaining branches more vulnerable to the next windstorm, because those branches buffer the wind from their neighbors. So these tree branches within a canopy of a tree are all helping their neighbor branches by buffering the wind as it comes through. Then all of a sudden you lose a third of the tree. Those are the remaining parts of the trees quite often will get broken the following storm. So we're keeping that in mind as we go about pruning them.
We've got bottom of the hour news break. Great opportunity to get online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll get to the calls right after this. But we also got to talk about undersoil, making sure our roots are in good enough health for the wind as well. We'll cover that when we get back. It's Rosie on the house, 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.